Summer by Edith Wharton, originally published in America in 1916. This unabridged recording was produced in 1994 by Blackstone Audio Books, Incorporated, which holds the copyright there, too. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audio Books. This book is 194 pages long and is divided into 18 chapters. Summer by Edith Wharton. The following biographical sketch of the author is provided for the benefit of our listeners. Edith Wharton was born in 1862 into the privileged world of New York upper crust society, a leisured world of butlers and brownstones, coming out balls and afternoon visits, hansom cabs and house parties and the season. A world she was to vividly recreate nearly 60 years later in the Age of Innocence. At 23, Edith herself escaped the stultifying limitations such a society imposed on its young womanhood by making an unorthodox marriage which took her to Europe and introduced her to the society of artists and writers, among them Henry James, who was to be a major influence on her work. Beginning to write in her 30s, it wasn't until the publication of The House of Mirth in 1905, when she was 43, that Wharton was recognized as a powerful novelist of the social scene. Later works include Ethan Frome, The Custom of the Country, and many volumes of short stories. The Age of Innocence brought Wharton double distinction. Not only did she win the 1920 Pulitzer Prize, but she was the first woman ever to do so. Wharton made her home in France for many years and died there in 1937. Summer. Chapter 1. A girl came out of Lawyer Royal's house at the end of one street of North Dormer and stood on the doorstep.